While the election is over, many people are disappointed. The millennium is still coming. Last Sunday, Dolores and I went out for breakfast at the Cozy Cup in Hollister. And right next to it, there's a building that used to be J.C. Penney Building. Now it's just a regular building, except that a church called Life Harvest now has one part of the building. And every Sunday, they have their church services. So this last Sunday, since the door was open, I stepped inside and took a look. And they were beating on the drums and singing and yelling. And I looked at how many people were there. They probably had 100 chairs out there. And I don't think they had any more than 10. Now, why? Because people don't want to go to that kind of thing, see? And people are so ignorant of the Bible, destitute of the truth, not knowing where they're going or what they're doing, that I can see if they come to some of these churches looking for help for their problems in life, they're going to walk out. They're going to say, they can't help me. And so we're faced with many things coming upon us that we knew eventually were to come. But now I believe we've crossed the threshold and they're going to start coming. Now we know that Jesus said there's going to be a time of tribulation such as not has been from the beginning of the world. Now that, when we understand every word of God is truth, that's telling us a lot. Because we look back and we see the history of things that have gone on, and we see how bad some of those are, or were. And then we read what Jesus said, and he says it's going to get worse. Now, also along with this is this. We are completely unprepared as a civilization for some of the things that are coming. See? We are. So when you watch the news and you watch the report, what's going on in Syria, okay, what's going on in Libya, what's going on with the riots in Greece, there will be riots in Italy, there will be riots in Spain, there have been riots in the UK, and ask yourself, are you really prepared for this? See? Now, yes, we need to be prepared physically, but more importantly, we need to be prepared spiritually and mentally. So let's come to Isaiah, the first chapter, and let's see, we've covered this before, but let's see how it's going to be. Isaiah, the first chapter. And there's an even a little reference here to God's people. God always has, as he says here, a remnant. All right, Isaiah, the first chapter. Now, in past history, when a country has collapsed or an empire has collapsed, chaos reigns. There's just no doubt about it. We've lived in a nation that has been on the ascendancy for 200 years. And we live in a nation where we have a lot of high-tech things. And as we were discussing, it is moving more and more away from actual books and papers, booklets and pamphlets, to everything digital. And everything digital, some people say, well, I can't lose my, what are they, I hate to say cell phone because that's almost archaic, you know. iPad, BlackBerry, all of those are, no, your digital media handheld device. That's the best. Yeah, okay. So you have everything on it. See? And what happens, especially, you have all the numbers of everyone you call and talk to, right? Do you know their numbers by heart? Very few do. See, if they don't have their phone where it's listed and they can call up the name, they don't know the number. Okay? And as I mentioned before, Facebook and Twitter are going to reduce the languages down even more. because people will not be able to communicate in an intelligent way with words. They're even changing the spelling, aren't they? Thanks, TNX. Yeah. LOL. Yeah. All right. So, we need to be prepared for as many eventual things as possible, physically, but more important, spiritually. So let's see how bad this was. Let's see how it's going to happen here. All you need to do is look at New Jersey, Long Island, Staten Island, the southern tip of New York, and Connecticut. Now, they've been, what, 2 weeks without any power. Without any power, nothing works. They still have well over 500,000 people with no power for over 2 weeks. And it's cold. And there were some references made by Governor Christie. Well, the only thing we need now are frogs and lice, referring to things in the Bible, which tells you that he knew some things from the Bible, and that's a way of saying that in his parlance of doing it, this may be the hand of God. Well, I think after two hurricanes and another storm upon it, and with all the cold weather, and everybody who has rejected God in one way or another, now God has booted a good number of them out of their homes. Okay. Interesting. They now have passed gay marriage in two states. Maine. What was the other one?
Washington.
I'm ashamed to say I was born there, but I don't live there. Yeah. The state of Washington. Then two states voted in to legalize pot. Yes. Okay. Now, that's the generation we're dealing with. Remember what we have said. If you go back and you listen to the progression of sermons that I did over time, 14 things to happen in prophecy. And I kept giving a number value on it. And I would say, well, the number value is about 2, 3, 4. Now we are past 5. So when you look at what is called the tipping point is, if you take your hand and hold it straight vertical right in front of you and put your other hand on top of your fingers to make a T, that is the fulcrum where your fingers touch your other hand. Now view it as a teeter-totter. When everything was good and people were following the things in the Bible and society was relatively stable, then the teeter-totter was down on one side. However, as the things began to change and people with anti-religious, anti-law, rebellion, and all of this sort of thing, it tips up to be at a level point. Now, when it's at the level point, that is called the tipping point. And everyone is admitting, now we have fewer people who are religious, fewer people who are Christian, more of the other religions, more of the atheist, and more of those who want perverted sex and drugs. So now the tipping point has dropped to the other side. Now how much and how long will it take to go all the way down? Now that's the best I can describe what has happened. That's happened in religion, that's happened in education, that's happened in finance with all of the debt. We're way beyond the tipping point in debt. I mean, it's right down to the nubbins. There's no way anyone is going to solve it. Even if Romney were elected, he wouldn't be able to solve the debt crisis because the fact is, including all debt, government organization, organized debt, state debt, personal debt. It's hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars of a magnitude that has never been. So that's not going to be solved. And I think every other problem is going to be exacerbated even more. So here's what God says. Now, Just put in your margin there, Deuteronomy 30:15. Now, what did God say there? I call heaven and earth, see, that I have given you the law. You're to choose. Now, notice when God really gets serious, there are two things that he does. He brings in heaven and earth because there's no way that anyone can say, you know, that's not a sure witness. Yes, it is. You're standing on it. You're looking at it. Okay? So here he does it here. Verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. Now, when it gets down to that level, people are going to have to understand what's going to happen, what's going to take place. For the Lord has spoken. Now, you look at how when God speaks, it happens. Even created nearly everything just by speaking. I have reared and brought up children, but they have rebelled against me. That's exactly what we have today. The ox knows his owner, the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know me. My people do not understand. And boy, that is sure true today. Do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people burdened with iniquity. Again, remember the tipping point. It has tipped to the downside now. A seed of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. They have gone away backward. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. Isn't that what is happening? Now, we have a real good test case back there in New York and New Jersey, don't we? Look at how difficult it is for the people, and look at their reactions. Now, you look at the whole thing. You look at not only the nation, but you look at the whole world, and you ask the question, how can these problems ever be solved? Well, obviously, men are not going to solve it. Men got us into trouble. Now, this is why what we're doing is so important, what God is doing in each one of our lives to prepare us to take over the world, and it's going to be in mighty desperate condition when we do. But you see, the truth is, things are going to get so bad at the end. That's why it's a time that never has been, except in the days of Noah. Okay? That the only thing you can do is nearly destroy it because you can't repair it. So here's how deep it runs, verse 6. From the sole of the foot, even to the top of the head, there is no soundness in it, only wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed nor bound up, nor soothed with ointment. Now, I don't believe that any of these natural disasters, so-called, let's put it this way, any more correction from God, because you read Deuteronomy 28, he has blasting, he has mildew, he has drought, he has all of these things, see. I don't think there's going to be much of any let-up, if any. Your country is a desolation. Well, wouldn't you say that describes New Jersey coast? Staten Island, Long Island, parts of New York, Connecticut. Wouldn't you say every time there's a tornado? Isn't it interesting? We have warm weather coming from the Gulf, cold weather coming from Canada, and it's going to meet in the Midwest again. They're even saying there may be more tornadoes. Well, look it. It's almost how much can people take? Well, I think it's going to get really very desperate. Strangers devour your land right in your very presence, and it is wasted, is overthrown by strangers. Okay? And the daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, like a hut in a garden of cucumbers, all grown over with everything, a besieged city. Except the Lord had left us a very small remnant. That is the church. That represents the people that love God and want to do his will. So we're going to see today how God delivers us in these times. we would have become as Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah. He still holds out, if you repent, he'll ease up. But we don't know just exactly how that's going to work. So let's come here to Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. Now, Jeremiah comes about 100 years later, and Jeremiah had to give this message to the people before they were carried off into captivity. So let's see how God looks at things, and you will see it. As I mentioned before, just go ahead and take a little survey while you're watching television. Do some channel surfing every time they break for commercials. Listen to a commercial, channel surf to another, because they all bring all the commercials all at the same time. Okay? And this is so you won't switch channels, supposedly. But look at all of the things that are there. There are very few things that are really, really good, especially with all the medicines. I just cannot, for the life of me, understand why they take some of these medicines and think it's so good with all the warnings that they give publicly. I mean, you almost have to be mentally deficient to say, my body really needs this. But then they've given up all initiative for their own life. They've given up all initiative taking care of themselves. They've been brainwashed and trained to go to the doctor, go to the doctor, go to the doctor, go to the doctor. Okay? Now Obama's going to be your master doctor. It's all going to come collapsing down. That's why I've said you need to take hold of your own health and take care of your own life. Okay. Comment was made, two major things all ads fall into, medicine or vanity, and let's add a third one, sexually oriented material or medicines. Okay? All right. Jeremiah 6. Let's pick it up here in let's come back here to chapter 5 for just a minute. Chapter 5 and then verse 7. And think about this, how they desecrate the Sabbath. Every week begin Friday night with sports activities, nightclubbing, partying, holidays of this world, etc. Verse 7, Jeremiah 5. How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and have sworn by them that are not gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and gathered themselves like troops in a harlot's house. Wow, that sounds like a lot of these nightclubs, right? Just a little sidebar here. You go into some of these places and they have this strobe light going. Okay? What is that for? Especially at rock concerts and so forth, they have the lights going back and forth. What is that for?
Disorientation.
That's to brainwash you. That is to hypnotize you. That is to get you to agree to the degenerate things that they are doing. Yes, put you in a suggestive state. And then listen to the words. You don't only hear them, they have the volume so loud that it blasts through your entire body and affects every cell that you have. Now, a lot of people can't get along without that, you know. They've got to have the radio in their car blasted up real loud, and those that want to show off how important they are roll down the windows and hit the accelerated bass on their sound system within their car, and it's so powerful that all the equipment fills the back of the trunk, you know, and then you add that to the cars that they make, you know, make them rise up in the front and or go down in the front, and some of them are going down the road, boom, 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 and the music is coming out that as they go down the street, all of the houses are shaking. You know, it makes you wonder, is this an earthquake or what is it? You know, it does. Yeah. Okay. Well, you've all experienced that. Okay. Isn't that soothing? How does that make your nerves and your emotions wonderful? You're calm. It gets you all hyped up. Yes, it does. Burns you up.
The nerves quit firing.
Right. And then if you go to a movie, I remember we went to a movie some time back, and we sat there, and here started the music, and boom, all the sound just came out loud, you know. And I'm not exactly very sensitive to sound, see? Okay. Now, let's understand that in addition to what we're going to read here, okay, we have all this high-tech stuff that needs heating, that needs cooling, that needs electricity, that needs protection, see? And if things like earthquakes and floods and tornadoes and hurricanes, they come along, wipe everything out. Okay, verse 8. They were like lusty, well-fed stallions in the morning, everyone neighing after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish for these things, says the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation? Go upon her walls and destroy, but do not make a full end. Take away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very deceitfully against me, says the Lord. They have lied against the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine. Well, isn't that what they're saying back there? Oh, we're going to rebuild again, we'll be stronger than ever. Really? What happens when you run totally out of money? You know, the government can only print it for so long, and it can only be useful to us for so long. Okay? The prophet shall become as wind, for the word is not in him. Thus it shall be done to them. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you have spoken this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth, that is, to Jeremiah, fire. And this people would, and it shall devour them. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from afar, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know nor understand what they say. Now, that's a prophecy for us today. Do we not have that? Yes, we do. In the past, we've heard that it is said it's going to be the Germans. I'm rather inclined to believe it's going to be the Chinese. Now come over here to chapter 6, verse 13. For everyone from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, is greedy for gain. That's called illicit profits, Ponzi schemes, false weights, false balances, gambling, government handouts, entitlements, greedy for gain. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. They've also healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Look at all the abominations that we have. I've got a report just given to me here today. Synthetic biologist says we can handpick and clone our children. And the time for that is right around the corner. And I know there were some people when I gave the different series on transhumanism, I know there were some skeptics saying, oh, no, they won't do that. Well, stick around. We'll find out. Abomination. Look at what they're doing with same-sex marriage. Look at what they're doing with pot. Look at how far one man got. Remember, he was running on the Republican ticket at first. His last name is Johnson. I forget what his first name is. And even Ron Paul wants to legalize drugs. Well, you know what that would do to this whole nation. You know what that would do to all the youth. And you can look back and see what happens to a nation when they're given over to drugs completely. Study the opium wars that the British conducted against China. And remember, China has never forgotten. Yeah, See, the only way you can control a lawless society is with more control and with more force. Okay? No, they were not ashamed at all, nor could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Notice, he gives an opportunity for repentance. Now, I'm going to bring this out on Church at Home. You have an opportunity to repent. God gives it. He will honor it. But will you take it? Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. You'll solve a lot of your problems, mental, emotional, physical, medical. But they say, we will not walk in it. Also, I set a watchman over you, saying, hearken to the sand of to the sound of the ram's horn. But they said, we will not hearken. Now here's a very interesting verse, because just like in Isaiah, the first chapter, we have a small remnant. Here we have a reference to the church. Therefore, hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, what will happen to them. Here's what God does. Hear, O earth. Doesn't that sound an awful like Isaiah, the first chapter? Behold, I will bring evil on this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they do not hearken to my words, nor to my law, but have rejected it. And that's, I think, what we're going to see in the society. It's going to come to that. It's going to be very difficult. And I'm glad that we have Church at Home to help anyone who's willing to be helped. All right, let's go ahead and take another break.